Episode 203, Who Are You Hiding Behind?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
Happy
radio.
Day, beautiful ladies. How are you doing? How's your week going? Come in. I'm so excited that you're here. Glad to see you. Come in. Hey, if you haven't met me, I'm Christiane. It's so good that you're here. Oh my goodness. I don't know about you, but I love you. And I'm glad that you have chosen to just listen for a few minutes. So if this is like your very first episode or maybe only like your 10th episode here at Create Your Now Your Best Selfie, please don't hit stop yet. Stick with me for a little bit because we are going to have a lot of fun. And here at Create Your Now, it's all about challenging you to be to just really be your best selfie, right? To amplify your life. I'm trying to do the same thing. It's much better to do it as a family, as a unit, and to feel more as one instead of feeling like, gosh, do I have any support out there? Yes, you do. You do here. If you want to get involved and more like, I want to get connected, Christiane, with you, you can join our private Facebook group at Create Your Now Podcast, okay? So you can go to facebook.com/groups/CreateYourNowPodcast. You can click there, join the group, and I will personally approve you. Would love to have you there. If any men are listening in, yes, majority of this is for women. However, you do have your own. So you can go to Create Your Now Podcast just for men. That's a group set up for you. You also know where you can find me, createyournow.com. Would love to see you there. Please, you can feel free to leave me a message. You know, the thing is, you are the reason. You're it. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here, right? It wouldn't make sense for me just to be talking to air because I can do that every single day in my own home. I do that to my cats and dogs and they just are cats and dog. I only have one dog. And he just looks at me kind of funny, right? So it's all right, but I'm here for you. And that's what I really want. Our relationship is important to me. I'm here to serve you and your needs. So I would love to hear what you're thinking of. Now, today, we're going to have a lot of fun. Who are you hiding behind? It's hide and seek. Seriously, this is a game of hide and seek almost. And a lot of us are playing that game and we don't even know it. We thought it was just a childhood game. But when we get older, No. That childhood game doesn't go away. It just, the rules change. And what happens is we become, our choices and our funnel of what we see becomes very distorted. Okay. It's like looking through the kaleidoscope, and those kaleidoscopes can show really great, bold, beautiful colors, or sometimes they can be like a mirage of colors where they become blended together and you can't really tell, gosh, is that more of a coral or is that watermelon? Or would you push it to a red? Maybe it's orange and you don't really know. It's like it's playing tricks on you. Hide and seek. It is a game that we adults play as we get older. And as moms and women, it hits us to the core. I stumbled upon this lately, actually, from some of my journals that I have kept over the years in writing. As I was cleaning, I looked at them and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot I put them here. I knew I put them there, but you know how you know you put something somewhere and then you forget it was placed there? Okay, well, that's what happened to me. So, of course, did the cleaning really get done? No, because I sat down and started reading my journals. But it brought me all the way back around to pondering this whole idea lately of, who are you hiding behind? What are you hiding behind? And I say who because sometimes we think we're hiding behind things, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. But those things, the activities, it really involves people. There's some form of relationship there, okay? It's not like when you're a child and you're playing hide and seek that you're hiding behind, you know, the dresser, or you're hiding behind a tree, and it's more of an object. But as you get older, remember I said those rules change? The rules change to become people. Who are you hiding behind? As I continue to read this, I found myself completely amazed how I was doing this. Now, as we go through this, it'll make a little bit more sense. But I didn't see at the time that I really was doing it. So in thinking about all of it and pondering it for you all, and of course, you guys know I think about you all the time. I was like, I wonder how many other people do this. Now, if you don't do this, then that's awesome. Once when we get through a little bit of this, if this is like, oh, this doesn't ring with me at all, that's fine. Feel free to press stop or fast forward, and you can just go right to the end and listen to my goodbye and blessings. But I really do believe if you were to search your heart and be open and honest and vulnerable during this time, it's going to hit home somewhere. Because I know I'm guilty of it too. Sometimes to a degree, I could be hiding behind this microphone. That's why I'm so excited about Periscope. I get to actually interact with you, meaning you get to see me. Okay, not just because you want to be a part of my coaching team and we can do face-to-face interactions and all of that. No, it's that you get to see me and you can type in questions and we can chat with each other. That's cool. That really kind of removes that back curtain. You know, like in The Wizard of Oz, when Dorothy went to to see The Wizard of Oz. And where was he? He was behind the curtain. Who are you hiding behind? So in all of that, I began asking myself the same question. Over the years, Christiane, who were you hiding behind? Who are you hiding possibly behind now? I mean, if I'm asking you all to do it, I have to do the same thing. And that's what I did. Maybe you're hiding behind your children. And when I say, who are you hiding behind, think about this. What's holding you back from fulfilling your dreams, your goals? What's holding you back? Who are you hiding behind? You know, we've been talking a lot lately about excuses and triggers and all of this. And I think this leads right into it. Because if we don't have the excuses, oh, I'm too tired, the triggers, gosh, if I could just eat right, but yeah, no. And then, oh, I'm just angry and mad, so I'm not going to do it anyway. Wherever we are on that spectrum with excuses to triggers, or, oh, I'm just too busy. Have you seen my calendar lately? I don't have enough time. I don't have the money. You know, it just doesn't work. But then if you really want to top it off, and get down to the absolute core. Who are you hiding behind? Who is holding you back from fulfilling your dreams? Is it your children? At one point, it was mine. Why? At one point, I was a homeschool mom. That doesn't mean necessarily that I was hiding behind them as an excuse, but yeah, I had different responsibilities. And I used them, not in a bad way, okay? Don't take that the wrong way. But I used what we were doing as an excuse, as triggers of not accomplishing other dreams and goals that I had. Who are you hiding behind? Are you hiding behind your job or career? Your coworkers? Is there a coworker that you get along with and you guys are kind of like right there and you're cheering each other on, yet at the same time, they could be actually holding you back. Why? Because you've chosen to hide behind them, thinking that no matter what you do, you'll never be able to outshine what they're doing. So why try? And so you just beat yourself up, and therefore your dreams and goals, well, they're not fulfilled, or you don't even try for them. You don't go for them. Is it your husband? Are you hiding behind him because, oh, he just isn't supportive? Oh, I don't know. He doesn't believe in me. We got a good marriage, but things are tough and I've got to take care of the kids. And, you know, I'm tired when I come home. He's exhausted when he comes home. And so, yeah. Are you hiding behind your husband? What about being a stay-at-home mom? Okay. This is kind of the whole ball of wax here. Meaning, man, you got the kitchen sink too. Are you hiding behind, oh, man, I got to clean. And oh, not only am I homeschooling the kids, but then I've got to do this. And oh, now they do go to daycare, so I've got to be able to take them there. But I've got like 5 loads of laundry to do a day. And then I've got like, 3 bathrooms to clean. And I've got to clean them at least every other day. And then the vacuuming, oh, my gosh, and the dusting. And then no telling, I got to pick up after the kids. By that time, what? Dreams? I don't have any dreams. Are you hiding behind your facade of the stay-at-home mom? What about volunteer stuff? Like being at church? I know for me, that was somewhat of a big one. Now, I did a lot of great things, but I look back and some goals and dreams were being met during that time. But at the same time, I let some other very, very prominent ones that should have been my priority fall to the wayside. You see, that's what I'm looking at. You got to start looking at your seasons. You start, and I can see that now backing away from it. Could I have seen it then? Yes, maybe had someone talked to me about this like I am with you now. Because people don't talk about these things. We just kind of brush it under the carpet. Who are you hiding behind? Hide and seek was for kids. But as an adult, it's the world's worst game. Because it's hurting the one you should love the most, and that's yourself. Because when you don't love that reflection, you can't give. You have nothing else to give. You think you are, but you're really exhausting yourself. You don't have the energy. You don't have that extra love that you think you have. You try. Sometimes it leads to health situations, relationship issues. It's just, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. And it leads to life chaos. As if life isn't crazy already. And it's a messy world that we live in, and there's nothing easy about what we do because of how everything has evolved with technology and what we can do and the choices that we have out there for living. It's an awesome time to be alive. It is fantastic. But the question is, who are you hiding from that's keeping you from fulfilling your dreams and goals? I was just chatting, remember, here about volunteer stuff. Let's go back to church. I told you, for me, that was something that was happening. I mentioned, I think, a couple podcasts about this group that I had called Praise Kids. It's mine. I created it. And basically, it's a group of kids ages 3 up to 12th grade. And we would do musicals, Christian musicals. We put on 3 of them. The thing is, you're like, oh, that's fine. That's easy. Oh, no, it wasn't. Because you see the perfectionist part in me and always wanting to go the 120%. Yeah, I took this to like the 180th percent, and it was mini Broadway style. I turned a church sanctuary. Well, not me, myself, and I. Me and my team turned a church sanctuary in to the bottom of the ocean. Oh, it was awesome. Oh, my gosh. I should find some pictures and put them up for you all. It was amazing. We had kids that were animals. We built this huge, humongous whale. Jonah was stuck in it. It was awesome. I look back at that and I know that God was using me, but at the same time, some of the priorities and where I really needed to focus on, I was letting go by the wayside. I didn't focus on those. I thought my purpose was here, but really, he was trying to say, Christiane, I need you over here. Either you can do both, but really you need to pick this one. But I missed it. Why? Because I was hiding behind what I thought I was supposed to be doing and how I was serving God. Yeah, you can actually do that. Are you hiding behind something like that? Who are you hiding behind? Think about your school interaction. You have kids in school, even in college. You know, the connection there, sorority, fraternities, being involved in it, your PTOs. Are you so involved that you're using that as excuses and triggers to hold you back from fulfilling your dreams? Who are you hiding behind? What about those kids' activities? Oh, we're so quick to jump. Oh, so what have you done today? Oh, my gosh, I'm so busy. And then you ramble off, you know, 12 activities that your kids are involved in because you have 3 kids. You know, times them. They're each doing 2, and then you double that. You're like, woof. Yeah, really? They don't have to be in everything. And you deserve something, too. Who are you hiding behind? Who is holding you back from fulfilling your dreams? Now, I say this, and I'm sure you're already thinking it. Well, you know what? There's a time and place for everything. Oh, yes, there is. There is a season for everything. At times, if you are a brand new mom, brand spanking new, never been a mommy, first time mommy, love those. I remember those times. And I really believe that every single time I had a new baby, I was like, oh, I'm a first time mommy, because I felt that way. I had a new baby. And it was amazing. But when you truly are and you've had your first child, holy Toledo. I had all of my children without any family around. None. My parents live far away. In fact, our first two babies that we had, they were overseas. They were living in Belgium. I had no family to help me. My brother and sister, they were younger than me. I had no family to help me. It was me. Crazy. But it was. That's just how it was. So my season during that time would be totally different than my season now, where guess what? My children are college now, down to elementary age. Guess what? They can actually cook their own meals. Mama doesn't have to make things all the time. They can actually do their own laundry. And sometimes they will pick up their bedroom and clean a little bit for me. Mommy doesn't have to do everything. But you will have those seasons where, yes, do all of your dreams and goals happen? No, they cannot. But does that mean that you die to who you're hiding behind? You see, there's the difference. If you begin to answer this question and you open yourself up, what you find is that you are slowly killing the person that God wants you to become. When you begin to hide behind and use these excuses and use these people, that was horrible English, use the people that are next to you, beside you, your loved ones, that's not accomplishing the goal at hand. Yes, there's a season for everything. And so sometimes you can't pursue certain goals or dreams during that season. But that doesn't mean that you stop pursuing all goals and dreams. And that's the difference. And that's most of the time in our hide and seek game, when you play as an adult, that's what you're doing to yourself. And you wonder why, as the kids get older, that you don't know who that person is in the mirror. Or relationships start to shift and there's tension within the marriage and you wonder, well, who is that person that's sleeping next to me? Yet you don't even know the person who's in the mirror. And you're not even sure that you love that reflection. It's tough. It's tough to hear, but I really wish I had someone in my life that would have shaken me and said, just because you're in this season doesn't mean that you are not an individual. That doesn't mean God says all your dreams and goals cannot come to pass. Can you work on all of them? Of course not. But that doesn't mean you become a hermit crab and absolutely go for none and let your health go, let your mind go. And you think you're taking care of yourself, but really are you? There's always areas for improvement. Even if you think you've got it all together, there's one area I know you can improve on. I know. Because looking at it now, me going through my life and as far as I've come and even my huge honking tornado that I went through, are there still things I can improve on now? Yes. And am I doing and working on those goals and dreams? Yes. Which is exciting, but at the same time, you know, it's frightening. But it's not going to hold me back. So I ask, who are you hiding behind? I know when I was homeschooling we started and you know, I was pregnant with number 3 and then eventually number 4 and then eventually number 5. You know, those are seasons, okay? So please hear me out when I say, I'm not expecting you to do it all, because that's not it. This is not being, you know, here about just being able to do everything, because you'll end up really running yourself into the ground, the wrong direction. And that's not where you want to be. But who are you hiding behind? You still have goals to pursue. You do. And it's time you wake him up a little bit. Just a little bit. So here you go. Here's your big kiss. The keep it simple strategy. Rediscover your priorities for this season. That means your present season right now. Now, you need to understand that as you move through life, as it goes on, like maybe when fall comes, okay, just like, for example, let's take a farmer. Seasons change. There are time to plant the crop, right? There's a time to, you know, or I should say, wait, we got it before that. We have to till the soil. We have to plant the crop. We have to water and take care of it. We have to harvest it, and then we have to ship it off. Then we have to till the soil again, and it repeats. They don't always plant as a whole, assuming they have enough land, they switch out different crops. There's a season for everything. So think of your life as a season, as a farmer. What are you planning? What are you doing? So when you're rediscovering your priorities for this season, it's right now. That means later on, it may be in 1, 2, 3 months from now. It could be a year from now, all depending on your season of life that you're in. You need to revisit this. Okay. And this is how you're going to do it. Rediscover your priorities for this season by doing this. Okay. Here you go. You ready? It's only three things. Number one, you're going to have a piece of paper. You can do this on the computer if you want. You need three columns. The meaning of this here is there's no boundaries. Absolutely no boundaries. I want you to think outside of the box, okay? The only boundary that you will have will come to number three, and I'll explain that here in a minute, okay? But right now, there's no boundaries. So number one, I want you to write down your dreams and goals. Write them down, all of them. I want you to vomit on the paper, literally. Okay, not literally. But I want your dreams and goals on the paper. Now, we are not defining them. We're not setting a time frame for them. I just want you to write down. If it's, I want to get healthy, write that down. If it's, I want to lose weight and that's a priority, then write that down. If it's, oh my goodness, I want to organize all the closets in my house, write that down. If I want to buy a new house, then write that down. I want to build our dream home. I want a new career. I want to be a millionaire at this new network marketing company that I'm in. Whatever it is, whatever your dreams and goals are, I can't wait to buy our first house we've been renting for 12 years. Write it down. I want to pay for my kids' college in cash. I want to pay off my debt. What are your dreams? What are your goals? Write it down. First column. Okay, that's number one. Number two, this is the second column. This is going to take maybe a little bit longer in some areas, so don't be quick to answer. You may need to come back to this once in a while because this is going to be a little bit draining. It was for me. I want you to acknowledge who you're hiding behind. So I want you to look at that goal specifically, and I want you to acknowledge who you're playing hide and seek with. Mm-hmm. Who are you playing hide and seek with that goal? For example, okay, I'm going to use a very, very popular one, weight loss. Okay, I want to lose weight. I'm tired of the baby fat, okay, et cetera. Okay, great. If you are a brand new mom that's either about to give birth or just gave birth, that's probably not a good goal for you to be working on right now in this season, right? But if you've got children who are 8, 10, whatever, 12, they're older, and you're like, gosh, I've been waiting to lose that baby weight for a long time, then yes. So who are you hiding behind? And so that would be what? Who are you hiding behind? My children. Why? Because it's their schedules. Be specific. Start writing it down. That's column two. So first column, what? Number one, write down all your dreams and goals, all of them that come to mind. If you dream about something in the next 2 or 3 days, write it down. Come back to it. Number two, you're going to acknowledge who you're hiding behind. Now, if it's a brand new dream or goal, maybe you really haven't even figured out, that's fine. Then leave it blank. Okay. And number three, I want you to choose of all those listed 2 to 3 goals or dreams that fit in your current season. I just mentioned to you about a mom who's pregnant or going to deliver here soon. And if her goal is to lose weight, now is not the season for her to focus on that. Why? Her goal is to have and deliver an amazing, healthy baby. Her goal would be to then nurse the baby, assuming that's what she wanted to do. Okay, we're making that the pretend scenario here. She wants to nurse that baby. So losing weight is not key. Could she do it? Yes. But should that be her focus? No. So that's not probably a good dream or goal to have right now. The good dream or goal is to what? Maybe eat healthy for her and the baby. That's a good dream or goal, but not to lose weight. Two big distinctive differences there. All right. So choose 2 or 3 dreams or goals that fit in your current season, and you're going to star them. You're going to look at those. And then that's where we're going to start breaking it down even more. That's it. That's your kiss. Rediscover your priorities for this season. That's what you're going to do. Because you know what? You don't need to hide behind anyone anymore. You are too precious. I love you so very much. I know this was long, but I really believe This is so important. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.